Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Manson, professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'd like to talk with you about the recent report from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force on menopausal hormone therapy recommending against its use for prevention of chronic conditions. It was just published in JAMA. Now, although I generally agree with the recommendations of the task force against the use of menopausal hormone therapy for the express purpose of trying to prevent cardiovascular disease or other chronic conditions, concerned that the report may be an oversimplification and also a recipe for confusion and misunderstanding. I've already heard from many clinicians and patients that that's the case and that this is leading to confusion. One of the issues is that the task force report didn't make as clear a distinction as it could have of use of hormone therapy for treatment of symptoms versus use for prevention of chronic disease. Now, it did mention that the report does not apply to hormone therapy for management of symptoms, but the big concern in clinical practice is not the overuse of hormone therapy for prevention of chronic conditions. It's the underutilization and undertreatment of women who have hot flashes, night sweats, disrupted sleep, impaired quality of life, and are otherwise appropriate candidates for hormone therapy who are not receiving treatment. Now, what we've learned over the last several years and additional subgroup analyses, detailed analyses from the Women's Health Initiative and the ELITE trial is first with the WHI, we've learned that the rates of adverse events are very low in younger women, in early menopause, women within 10 years of onset of menopause. We've also seen that there is a signal that supports the timing hypothesis that the younger women do better than the older women in terms of the risks of MI and all-cause mortality. And the ELITE trial did directly test the timing hypothesis and did provide support for this theory, although it did not look at clinical events. It looked at the surrogate endpoint of carotid intimal-medial thickness. So another key point is that we now have many formulations of hormone therapy that may have lower risk, such as lower doses, transdermal formulations that would not be expected to have the same risk of venous thrombosis. And so that needs to be taken into account, not for making a case to use hormone therapy for prevention of cardiovascular disease or other chronic diseases, but when looking at the likelihood of adverse events and the overall balance of benefits and risks. It's also of some concern that the recommendations regarding bone health may be an overgeneralization and may be really too simple, all size fits all type of answer. We know that for bone health, the decisions are complex. They need to be individualized. Some women may be candidates, especially if they started in early menopause and have very high risk of osteoporosis, low risk of cardiovascular disease or of breast cancer. They may in fact be candidates, and particularly good candidates would be the women who continue to have the persistent vasomotor symptoms. So another point is that the task force did not address some special populations, as they admitted that they didn't address early menopause, premature menopause, and women who are at particularly high risk of bone health problems. So this was not given detailed evaluation within the report. Overall, I think we now know that menopausal hormone therapy is an appropriate treatment for hot flashes, other menopausal symptoms, including dyspareunia and some of the genitourinary symptoms, and that the professional societies that focus on women's health all endorse its use for those purposes in appropriate candidates. It is FDA approved for that purpose and also for prevention of osteoporosis in appropriate candidates. These are complex decisions where clinicians really need to individualize decision making, and it's very important that women share in the decision-making process and have the opportunity to express their personal preferences. Thank you so much for your attention. This is Joanne Manson.